Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, February 15th. After spending the early half of the overnight session in steady territory, grains moved lower upon the opening of the Chinese markets, with weakness in Chinese corn and soy meal dragging the U.S. markets lower. Now, this weakness in China is built on worries about increasing threat of bird flu. They've had a number of deaths in China, and so this will possibly affect demand for corn and also soy meal. So taking a look at March corn in Chicago, it's down 1.25 cents at 373. Yesterday, funds were sellers of about 3,000 contracts of corn, again, lightening up on the rally over the last week or so. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March down 2.5 cents at 447. Kansas City March down 3.75 cents at 461.5. Funds were sellers of about 3,000 contracts of wheat yesterday, also taking a pause so far this week after last week's rally. And in the beans, we've got March down 3 cents at 1042. November down 3.5 cents at 1019.5. Funds were sellers of about 8,000 contracts of beans yesterday. Also weighing on the grains, again, is the chatter coming out of Mexico regarding they might be looking to source their corn from Argentina and Brazil, this in response to President Trump's policies regarding immigration and trade policies. So we will have to also look at that, although the logistics of Mexico switching their corn destinations could be a bit difficult. In outside markets, also not supportive of the grains, we've got the dollar has been rallying for the last 2 weeks. This morning, up 38 points to 101.61. We've got crude oil down 18 cents a barrel at 53.01. Stock market is about flat. And we've got gold trading just down $3.80 an ounce at $1,221.70 an ounce. NOPA crush will be out later this morning, as well as the ethanol numbers. Give us a little idea of how demand is holding up. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.